Okay. Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Culture Committee meeting to order. The time is 4:35 PM. Roll call, please.
Congressman Maker? Congressman Big Horse?
Here.
Congressman Mason?
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt?
That's you. All right, next. Prayer, Congressman Mason, would you pray this afternoon, please?
Almighty Father God, we come this afternoon and we say thank you for this day. Thank you for the breath of life that you've given us this day. And thank you for our children and the elders. Thank you for the business at hand throughout this day. And as we come to the completion of this business day, Father, just be with us and guide us with open minds and open ears and open hearts, Almighty Father God, that we can consider and discuss the business at hand for the betterment of our people, all of our people of all ages. In the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Congressman. Next is approval of the minutes for April 15th. Please review the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the minutes for April 15th. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Abstain.
One abstention from Congressman Mason. Okay, next is consideration of ONCA 1939. An act to authorize and appropriate $250,000 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for the Wake and Iron Building to the Pawhuska Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. And it states on the agenda that I am the sponsor, but I am not. That is Congresswoman Stabler for clarification. And Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
Thank you. Of course, this is the last community building, and they're anxious to get started. So what I think's before us is to determine what the options are considering the funding we have right now. And I'm open to that discussion with everyone here. We postponed this from the last session, from the budget session, because at that time we had other needs that we prioritized. And so I have filed the bill. I know that people will support it. And so our question is, can we financially support this right now?
Good question.
Yeah.
Congressman Mason.
That's your question, I think. The answer is no, we can't fund it right now, so what do we do?
Mm-hmm. Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes. Can y'all give me the options we have when we have a piece of legislation in this? Situation in a committee.
Yeah. Congressman Mason?
I think one of the options, of course, is to go ahead and get it reported out, get it on the books, and it may just lay until the next time we meet as a committee for further consideration whenever the next funding cycle comes around and monies are available.
Thank you. True. I agree. Sorry, Congressman. You want to go ahead? I agree with that. This bill, there's no like, it's not going to go away. It'll remain on the tracker at this time. There's no Senate adjournment for this. So it's out there, and we'll remain on the tracker and remain in this committee. So we would just table it. Okay, we're going to postpone.
Does that require a motion?
Yeah, but what? Okay, let's go over that again.
Yeah, with the clerk.
Table, postpone. Table is coming to the table today. Postpone.
Yes, if you table something, you're tabling it through till the end of the meet, till something,
right.
Till
yeah.
Sometime else in the meeting. If you're postponing it, you're postponing it to a different meeting on a different day.
Right. Okay. So yeah. So we could postpone it until, like you said, money. Congressman Maker.
He's not here.
Excuse me. Everyone does that. I never do that. I am so sorry I did that. Congressman Mason.
Motion to postpone consideration of ONCA 1939 to call of the speaker.
Second.
Call of the chair. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Okay, any discussion?
I guess I just want everybody to, people to know that it's, you know, we're not really secure on where we stand with our funding. We've had a couple other things come in, and so that's why we're needing to do this. And so I'm all in support of it. It's filed, so I'm happy.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, because I've seen this, some of our bills are out there. There's been times we just had the discussion, Congressman Mason, where I believe for the Gray Horse community building, which is now moving along, what, 2 years ago, Congressman Shaw filed a resolution just to put it out there, stating, "Hey, our district is." Would like to be next in consideration of this type of project. So I agree. We're looking at a lot of numbers right now. There's, I think, other projects like this have come out of retained revenue, but we are a little limited on that as well. So I just think that it would take a little time and further discussion moving forward. So. Okay, if there's no further discussion, then all in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, that is postponed. Next is consideration of the appointee. So I just want to update you on where we are with that. There is one appointee hanging out there, and we have not received the packet back yet. I have... reached out to the executive branch. I did inform the chief. The one of the programs that's involved with the committee has tried to reach out to this individual. And then I also spoke with chief, who has reached out a couple of times or having trouble getting a hold of them for discussion of what's going to happen. So if I'm going to go ahead and leave this on the agenda, there's no need to have another meeting at this time. But if you all are in agreement, I'm going to go ahead, and because we've spoken about extending, I was going to go ahead and maybe set one for next week, just so that it's there and the advance notice is given, and go ahead and keep consideration of appointee, and in case the packet comes in between now and then, because otherwise that appointee would no longer be considered. And they would have a new appointment that would go forth, yes, in the interim and be awaiting confirmation for the next session. So I'm going to go ahead and keep that on there in case they can get a hold of them and they can get their packet in time. That way it's just already there and we've given notice. And then next is the language and culture programs discussion. And I talked to you about that earlier in the session, hoping that if we could get through our legislation and our appointments, that we would open to have discussion with the programs that would just like to come and update us and maybe speak about any things they want to. And so we haven't really gotten there. Now we're towards the end of session, but I'm going to go ahead and leave that too. So I also don't want to take up too much time in trying to, from other committees that are trying to fit in that have actual legislation that we still need to get processed before we end. So I will look for some open time for that to happen and reach out to them if we get there. Otherwise, I would like to just possibly discuss when we could, what might be available for them as well as the committee in beginning those discussions in the interim, like as soon as we end session. Just find some time that's available for us. Congresswoman Stabler.
So we have 45 minutes left on this committee. So you're saying to postpone them from today, or should we go ahead and visit with them today?
No, that's no one's been discussed. This was just on the agenda from, it's kind of been dangling. Just because I didn't know if we would, how much time that this other legislation discussion would take. So actually, I know you see members from, yeah, but that has nothing to do with, they're just here, okay, here today on their first else. So no, but I have spoken with Mr. Big Horse, the language director, just kind of gave him a heads up a couple of weeks ago that we would like to do that in case we had time. But since we still have legislation to address, we haven't gotten there. And he's ready to do that if we find that time. If we don't, then I told him that we would discuss getting started with interim meetings as soon as session is over, and he's open to that as well. So so that's where we are. I'm gonna go ahead and probably set one more meeting for next week, because I don't know how many days we'll extend, but it's there. And just leave these two bottom agenda items on there. Otherwise, we're completed for this session. So.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. We are adjourned. Thank you.